right. Thank you so much. BBS Radio. I welcome all those on BBS Radio. Thank you all for being here.
Good morning, Hayes.
Good morning, Wynn. Welcome to the show.
Well, it feels different. We didn't say hello to everybody. You know, I called Hayes today and said...
You want to record this win or not?
Okay. Hang on.
This conference is being recorded.
All right, everybody. It's 10:01 a.m. It is 4/28/2013. Win free in Sedona. Hayes in paradise. Terry, are you there? I see you. Hello, Terry.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. And you know what? I'm gonna unmute everybody for a moment. We can hear everybody. Listen, one of the reasons we didn't do the greetings this morning, as we always do, is because the purpose of the greetings is to have a place where people can say hello and new people can introduce themselves. And what's been happening is it's been becoming kind of a chat room, and people are talking and new people are dinging. And my feeling is that it starts to defeat the purpose of it, although I hope we'll continue it in the future. And maybe if everyone, this is not all of you, but, you know, some of you that may not understand this can respect the fact that this is part of, the real intent of this call is to create a sacred space. And the secondary intent is to create community. And if you have a community without a sacred space, you're just back to the same old stuff. And so it's really important, even at the beginning of the calls, that it's not a time for telling dirty jokes or making fun or being overly familiar, because it destroys the ambience. Now, we pick up the ambience. I mean, it doesn't. We manage to go through that. But in particular, for someone new coming into the call that's hearing that, it's going to create the wrong impression. And it's really important that this feels like a safe space when someone else comes in. But in any case, since we did this morning, I thought I'd just unmute people for a moment and see if anyone wants to give their own opinion. By the way, it's like I have to figure out. I have to figure out myself what's right for this. So it's not a democracy. It's not like because somebody wants to do it this way, I should do it. I take everything into consideration. And but I thought I'd just get your guys' feedback on that. Does that make sense to you? So,
Vin, will you please move your microphone a little bit away?
Okay, I'm away. Okay, everyone's unmuted. Anyone want to share anything about that?
Your space.
Yes,
your
I agree with you, Vin.
I agree too. I thought it was a little out of control last. Carl's even. Yeah, but I like a little bit of the, you know, people just saying hi to each other, creating the energy.
Somebody's.
Let me see. Anyone want to share anything?
I think I got it.
You got it, Heis? Hello. Okay. Anyone else want to say, give an opinion?
Wynn, Francis, and Concord, yes, you are always evolving and making things a little bit better step by step, and this is part of the process. And I consider this my sacred time as if I were going to church at 10 o'clock on every Sunday since, what, 6 years now?
Yeah. Great. Thank you. All right.
This is Lucy from Florida.
Hi, Lucy. We hear you.
Hi. How you doing? Anyway, I think you're right, and it's your show, and you know, you're the one who knows. So I respect your choice and whatever you want to do. Thank you.
Over here, Wynn doesn't know it either.
believe me, don't think I know, Lucy. I walk on tightrope and make it up as I go along.
Oh, believe me, we know. But like I say, you're the one who run the show, so you know, you're the boss. So
yeah.
I respect your opinion, your choice. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
This is Carolyn. I'm from Uganda, and I'm not sure I understand what we're giving feedback for, but like everybody has said, Wynn, it's your show, and you get to do what you want with it. I personally miss the grid healing part where people contribute that they found from all over. So what I do to balance that out is before the program, it's now grown to 6 pages, so I go on before, and I just before it starts, and I read all of my stuff, first asking for Ron Elohim, and I have a copy of your invocation, and I just read that. And then I read everything, 6 pages worth, of what I found that I felt needed love light. And it's just so much everywhere, and just needs love light, whether it's Korea or Boston or the earthquake in China or Congress getting decent laws, gun laws passed. So I just keep doing it. So even though it's not actually on the grid healing anymore, I still kind of get it as close as I can. But I love the show. I can't hear it very well when I'm in Uganda, and I leave in 10 days. I can hear it a lot better when I'm in the States. So I go to the BBC, BBS, and I can hear it much better. But I haven't been able to get an email for 3 months now, so I never know what's going on. It's a little weird for me since I don't know what's going on, but I've talked enough. Thank you very much.
Well, just keep in mind that we have a calendar up. If you go to Intelligent Infinity or the Spirit Channel, there's a little button on the left that says Events that lists every conference call and all the links to BBS and all the phone numbers. So if for some reason you don't get a email, then please check that. Just notice where it is. All right.
Thank you very much.
This is Zoe.
I got a question. Oh, go ahead.
This is Zoe from
Wynn,
Sacramento.
This is Roger in Austin.
Oh.
Let's go for Zoe. And then
go ahead.
Roger.
You.
Okay.
Thank you, Wynn.
Hey, the image that came to my mind when I feel all this was that you were like a ringmaster in a circus.
Right.
And you're wearing your top hat, you've got your little whip, you know, and you're keeping everything moving, and it's really not what people say is a circus, but it's all around my power level in that, I think. But
right.
Anyhow, I just want to share that.
If it was a circus, that would mean everybody would be animals, right?
This is Zoe in Sacramento, and I'd just like to say I've been coming on for a number of years now, and it's really important to me to hear each other's physical voices. For me, that is the beginning of the weaving of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And and especially since we don't hear aloud people's things that they're putting in the light so much now, they're mostly on the computer. I think it's important for us to at least say our names and where we're calling from.
All right. I agree with you.
You know,
I agree with Zoe as well.
Yeah, I don't really want to change that. I just wanted to make a statement because it's gotten out of hand, and if people don't respect the idea, then we would have to hold it this way. But I like it when everyone says hello in their city and everything. It's just that when we have all these group conversations, if people want to have group off conversations, if people email me and say, we want to get on early and tell jokes, I'll give everyone another phone number to call. Or they can do that. Then when they're finished, they can come on this call, okay? So I don't have to necessarily take it away. It's just that trying to figure out how to have your cake and eat it, right? Okay.
Right.
So
well, that'd be great if we can still. It means a lot to me to hear people's voices and to hear where they're calling from, because I get a global sense from that, and that's very powerful for me and bringing me into the whole our whole time together.
Well, I agree.
Also, when it helps us ground the energies in the areas that we live for the planetary healing part.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, Gina from Oahu, Hawaii. Aloha, everyone. I just wanted to add that I do think when we say out loud the physical locations we're in, it does help to weave and ground those energies.
I absolutely agree with you. So it's a matter of, you know, if things start going out of line, that somebody should correct it and say, let's be quiet. This is not the time for this, you know. So that it's self-correcting, okay? That's all. But this was my way of making a statement this morning, and so I made my statement.
Okay, thank you for sharing. Hi, Wynn. I missed your statement.
Can anyone share how Carla is?
Thank you.
Hi, Wynn. This is Nimue from Phoenix.
Nimue. Hi, Nimue.
And hi, everyone. And, you know, I just get to be on very, very occasionally, but I like to when I can. I don't even know exactly what it is we're talking about because I picked up a few minutes late, but I'm here.
Nimue, it's nice to hear you. I don't think I've ever heard your voice before, have I?
I'm not sure. Well, I did ask a question. But maybe I emailed it in once on a call. But
Because I'll tell you, I always thought you were a man.
Oh, no.
Just that your name doesn't give it away. But you're in Phoenix, right?
Right. Yeah. And actually, Nimue, that name is the female partner of Merlin.
Okay.
Wow! How cool.
But you're always recommending the right place to give a talk in Phoenix.
Yes, that's
right?
That is where. Yes,
That's the right Nimue. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Sure.
And for those of you that are getting on, let me mute everybody. For those of you that are getting on late and don't understand what we're talking about, you know, at the beginning of all these calls, we always have Hise or Dave or Marilyn or someone greeting everybody, saying, could we have your name and your city? And what's happened is, over the past couple of months, it's kind of gotten a little bit too casual. Like, could I have your name, please? Hi, this is Wynn. Hi, guys, how you doing? Let me tell you a good joke today. Oh, there's Joe. I'm making up somebody's name. And I know that people actually are genuinely enthused about connecting with each other, and some of us feel isolated, and this is like a real community. The problem is, when it starts getting like that, then everyone starts talking and engaging, and then it keeps digging, and new people are coming on, and no one's even stopping talking to let Hise greet the new person. And the purpose of it is for everyone to say their name in their city and just put their energy in the pool. So it got to the point where this morning I told Hise, let's just play music for the introduction.
And then I just wanted to talk about it so people would understand. And that we'll try not doing that, you know, not playing music and going back to the old format, and hope that you'll respect the idea of it and the sacredness of it, to set up the energy in the right way and not... poor Daphne was coming on saying, "When it sounds like a bunch of people in a bar." So, and she was right, actually. You know, there's a fine line where we engage with each other in a way of sharing energy, and we get too, what's the word? What's the word, Hives? Too what? Too familiar, too boisterous, too casual. And then we have to, instead of creating a group energy, we create a different kind of group energy. And then it's harder to move things into the sacred, you know? So, in any case, thank you all for understanding and participating. And especially thank you all for being here and participating, because we're only doing this because you're here and because it's making a difference and because, how would I say it? Many reasons. It's a venue for our sources to make their voice heard in this realm, which is extremely rare phenomena, according to them. And of course, I don't know anyone else that's doing it in this way. There are other people that bring through channelings of the Elohim, and some of them I believe are legitimate. But usually it's in a very formal way. Oftentimes people have to pay for it. And it's tricky to create this kind of vulnerable energy in a public way. And the only reason we can do it is because of you, because so many of you have learned how to move into a sacred space, which creates protection. I'm not just coming onto every call and trying to prove myself or say this is real. Those of you that have integrated it know that it's real and hold the energetic space inside of yourself. So we're creating this space as a team. One of the things I was thinking about earlier this morning when I decided to do this is I was thinking about the word authority, an authority figure. And I know that when I was younger, I was probably the most resistant person you might ever meet with regards to authority. And I think oftentimes people who are spiritual, people who are expanded, have real challenge with authority in this realm. And the reason is part of you knows you're part of all that is, whether you put it in those words, and that each of you is a law unto yourself. Each of you is a creation. Do you realize you're a creation, and you're also a creator? You are creating your life. And one of the things about this world, and I don't know if this, what I'm going to say, holds for everyone, but it certainly holds for me, and probably some of you will relate to it. As a creator, and being in a world with a lot of creators, every single person is a creator at their own level. And we're all creating on each other. But some levels of creation are low levels of creation. and some of them are high levels, and some of them are divine, God levels. And when you have that dispensation, whether you've grown into it or you've been born with it, to be a divine creator, even when you have that potential to do that, even when you're not doing it, but there's that potential to do it, then other people are always creating around you, usually at lower levels, more compressed into this reality. And you feel like you don't belong. You feel like it's, you know, if you're at the beginning stages of your own realization, you'll feel alienated, you'll feel separated, you'll feel like you don't belong in this world. And then as you start to get more advanced, on some level, you tune into the idea that you can create, and you don't have to be bound by the creations of others. You have to figure out how to create into this world at the highest level of your potential. And that could mean different things for different people. It will mean different things for different people. But as a general rule, if you don't create at your highest potential, you'll be created upon, and you'll feel like you're not there. So each of us has the challenge of how to create at our highest level. Now, that doesn't have to mean you're doing huge, big things. It might mean just creating the right conversation or the right way to communicate with someone. It might mean creating some kind of opportunity where you can be of service to other people. I said going down to old age homes. That's an easy one. Anyone can do it. It might mean creating the opportunity for a job that you really enjoy instead of feeling like a slave. And finding people that you enjoy to work with and creating that, because you see, you're the creator. You're always the creator. Most of us don't take responsibility for being the creator, a creator. I don't mean the creator. I don't mean the God creator. I mean just a creator. And if you're not figuring out how to create into your life, you end up being what? You end up being a victim, because you get created upon. And then, you know, other people pull you into their agendas, and you're saying, why me? Maybe being a creator means going to your job, which is boring, and that you wished you were going somewhere else, and finding creative ways to change that, to lift the environment. Creative ways of, you have to figure it out, creative ways of changing space, changing the vibration. It might be as simple as getting a box of cookies and putting them out and say, I brought cookies in for everybody, and doing something like that occasionally. That's a creative act. It's a random act of kindness. It's above and beyond call of duty. If you're working for somebody and you have a karmic exchange where they give you this much money and you come in and work 8 hours and do whatever they say, find a way, an authentic way, to do something extra above and beyond the call of duty. And that starts grace going. But you can't do it to start grace going because it may not, because they may not respond. But nonetheless, do it with a pure heart and give where it's unexpected. If you want to learn how to have grace in your life, give where it's not expected of you in little ways all the time. It doesn't mean taking over your life, but it means every day. Think of a way to give to someone in some way where it wasn't expected and you don't have any control mechanism on it, i.e., you're not giving to them to endear them, to make them feel obligated. You're just giving freely. And learn how to give freely, because as you learn how to give freely, you set the stage for learning how to receive freely. And this is where the synchronicities and the little miracles come in that give you the opportunities in your life that you wish were there. And you're each creating a balance with your life, a flow. And what is your flow? What is your balance? You're in charge of it. What are you putting out? What are you taking in? Every day. And as you start changing the patterns of give and take in that way, and you start giving in little ways, you're not sacrificing yourself, just little ways of giving that are not anticipated, then you are starting to build the energies, the stair step to the higher realms. You know, one of the things people could, what I would do in general, one of the things is if you can't figure out anything else to do, start knocking on your neighbor's doors and start making some kind of interface with your neighbors. Like, I don't know what it's right for you to do, but I'd like to know my neighbors in this period of time. I mean, we know that things are breaking down, and I don't want to even say that, but it's just true. And from every which way you look at it, things are going to get worse in the physical realm, whether that means a financial collapse, whether it means another war, whether it means a terrorist attack, whether it means a false flag event. If you don't know what a false flag is, please Google it. You'll learn something that maybe you didn't want to learn, but false flag, Google false flag and study what comes up. In any case, we live in a very catalytic world, and we've had this illusion that somebody's taking care of us, i.e. our parents, our government, who knows who, and those illusions are being stripped away right now because, you know, Michael Jackson recently, before he left this realm, wrote a song called They Don't Care About Us. It's talking about the powers to be. You can go look that up on Google. They don't care about us. And on some level, we are on our own. We are on our own. And remember I said create a knock on the door to your neighbors. find something to give them that creates affinity. Now, if they happen to be drug dealers, you might want to pass. But otherwise, think of a way of interfacing so that if anything happens, that you have neighbors that you could meet with or talk with and figure out what to do. Maybe make a system of storing food or buying some cheap food together and water, and everyone would store it. so that if something happens, there's food and water. Because one of the problems is if you're only the only person with food and water, and things get difficult, and people find out you have it, it may not be a safe position. So thinking about, don't wait for things to happen and then run around like a chicken without your head. Realize that something is going to happen. It is going to happen. And whether it's this week, this month, or this year, and probably certainly within this year or the next year, but it could be sooner, things are going to happen that are going to make life more difficult. Do I know how difficult? No. Do I know what's going to happen? No. When we talk about it to our sources, they say there's a fine line between having this knowledge and going into fear. And going into fear can cause things to happen. So by telling you this, please don't go into fear. Go into preparedness. I sent a thing out from Susie Orman today, which I thought was interesting, where she says, don't pay off your credit cards if you don't have any emergency money. Put the money aside and make a fund, an emergency fund, okay? And you may not want to put it in the bank. You may want to put it under your pillow or under your mattress. Or you may want to put it in gold or silver, even little bits of money. It just starts to make you feel more secure that you can handle anything. And so as I share these things, again, please don't go into fear about it. Go into preparation. You know, this is one lifetime in a thousand. And we're all going to leave this realm. We're all going to, we've had a lot of calls about dying and the best way to die and what happens to you. And it seems pretty authentic. If you have never gone through our archives and looked up any of those calls, I recommend you do. There's a little search bar. And look up dying and see if, listen, there's at least two or three of our Monday night calls on dying. And that's a good thing to know, because as you become familiar with death and you understand and you believe our sources and integrate it, that it's only a transition. It's not a finish. It's a transition, and that your awareness continues and you come back again. And again, and again, and again, until you finally graduate this realm. And, of course, in this particular period, the information we have is that there's a graduation going on where you'll graduate into fourth density or fifth density. And the way you graduate, listen to this carefully. I mean, there's different ways of saying this. One way is saying, Carla Ruckert will say, are you service to self or service to others? And if you're service to others, you need a 51% service to others and you graduate. If you're service to self, you need 95% to graduate. Now, I don't usually say it that way, even though the Ra group said it that way. Well, another way to think of graduating is your heart energy open slightly more than half. And that's one of the reasons we do these calls, because there's an energy that comes in on the call that tends to help people open their hearts and open their other chakras. As we're on this call, there's energies flowing in that, to your ability to receive them, it helps to anchor those chakras inside of yourself, or really reprogram your DNA, which then holds the heart chakra or the other chakras open. And then another way to look at it in terms of graduation is that we all exist as multidimensional beings. Even though we don't realize it, every moment we are projecting an energy, who is our energy field or our soul or whatever you want to call it, we're projecting that into other dimensions. Now, in most people, it doesn't go very far. It's stuck by the veil. So their whole field is a small umbrella. And as we're on these calls, many of you are experiencing this expanded feeling on the call. And so it becomes a big umbrella. And in that expanded feeling, there's this idea that your energy is moving into other dimensions, and it's establishing itself slowly but surely in a comfort zone where you start to live in a more expanded space. Now, one of the things that I believe may be true, I think this is true, I've asked it and they've seemed to indicate it's true, is that when you start expanding yourself into a higher expansion, higher field, higher dimension, when you expand yourself into higher dimensions and you die, you're creating anchor points of potentials for where you're going to go when you die. It's like while you're alive, you're creating routes. You're creating energy threads from here to another physical location. So if you ever have to get to that physical location, have you ever noticed the first time you drive somewhere? Now, I've noticed this all the time. The first time I drive anywhere, I can get lost. I can get confused. I'm spaced out, et cetera, et cetera. And then after you drive it a couple of times, it starts to get automatic. Something in you knows the route, and it's much more relaxed. But the first time, you tend to make wrong turns. You overshoot the freeway exit. You know, now, if you have GPS, you probably don't do that. This is for people without GPS, because GPS handles this. But nonetheless, the idea is after you've gone there a few times, you've got a track to that location, and it's almost like you get in your car, and your car is on automatic pilot. It knows where to turn. It knows when to put the brake on, and you can kind of space out a little bit while you're driving. Whereas on a new place where you're finding a really difficult location, it's crazy. So here's the theory, that while we're expanding ourselves on these calls and feeling that expansion, it's like we're setting up routes in the field from here to somewhere else. We're getting comfortable with a route. And so when we die, that route is established. And you just say, oh, I remember this. You jump on it, and you're at the end point, which is outside of this dimension. It's the idea, outside of the lower realms. And now you've graduated. And, you know, if you're going to do that, you have to be willing to let go of all the things in this realm. And when do you start letting go? Right now. When do you stop worrying about everything? Right now. When do you stop being concerned whether your children are going to make it, or your husband's going to make it, or your friend is going to make it? Right now. Because your concern is not going to help them make it. In fact, the more centered you are, the more happy you are, the more joyful you are, the more you connect to your inner self, the more radiant you are, the more you become a beacon to everyone around you. And they have to reach for your beacon. They have to flow towards it. But you can't help them by getting into their life raft with them unless that's where you want to be when you die. You have to be able to attract them into your life raft, so to speak, or else you're going to end up recycling with them. And this is hard for a lot of people. I mean, I understand how hard it is because you love people and you care about them and you don't want them to suffer. Just keep in mind that every person is their own creator. They're creating their own reality. And until they recreate themselves, that's where they're going to be. And you cannot change that. You cannot change that for another person. You can't do it. You can only do it for yourself, and you can only inspire other people. Let me say that again. You can only inspire another person. I remember some time ago, there was a father that was asking about his son and, you know, how a son can earn a living. And it was a channeled question, and the answer was for the father to set an example and to earn a living, and then his son would learn from the example, because the father wasn't doing that great at the time, but he was concerned about the son. And so each of us is meant to be an example setter at our best. And start practicing now. Ask yourself, what do I need to do to set an example? How do I set an example for my kids? And one thing that doesn't work is worry. Worry does not set an example. Worry, or it sets the wrong example, because it's like if you think worry is going to change anybody, it won't. Care will change somebody. Being a good listener will help somebody potentially change. Unconditional love, but that doesn't mean being a sucker. Unconditional love means that you radiate love, and whoever is there to feel it will feel it. Somebody once said, you know, unconditional love is like the sun. It doesn't decide who it's going to shine on. It just shines on everybody. And if you don't cover yourself, if you don't hide under the blankets, the sun is going to shine on you. And so unconditional love is like that. It radiates, it shines, and the people that feel it will gravitate towards you. And it inspires other people. It lifts their vibration without trying to lift it. You don't even have to say anything, and it comes in. And, you know, in today's call, we'll do our little meditation. And I want to, in particular, start to focus on all the people that need healing, and in particular, Carla Ruckert. And if you read this morning, I'll send out a complete update that I got from her husband yesterday. But in general, the operation was successful, and she was in great pain, and that she was feeling the energy of people who are caring, and that she's very sensitive. So we can just put Carla in our hearts right now and send energy and love to her because she gets it. And the other thing I want to do is I want to do some really drawn out meditation or healing meditation on the city of Los Angeles and North Korea, because in our sessions they say keep putting LA in the light, okay? And so we're going to continue doing that. And Terry, is there anything else we should be doing that I'm forgetting?
The people on our healing list, the peace in the Mideast, and other cities like Washington and New York. Hawaii. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And I just got an email now from Carla's assistant, who says, the doctors are very still pleased with the surgery, and the wound is doing well, and she's experiencing intolerable pain. So let us just keep love going in her direction. And I'll tell you more later, and I'll send another email out about it. And all of you who have sent me emails about Carla, and any of you do, you know, today, I'm forwarding them to her assistant, who will read them. And you know, in the email I just got, please do continue sending healing energies, light, and prayer. And that's from Melissa. So let's just get our energies anchored to the universe. And in truth, every one of us is a child of the universe in this little body on planet Earth. And most of us are wanderers. We came here to be of service. And invariably, we got disconnected. And Terry, you're making background noise. I think that's
No, I don't think I am.
Is that you? Okay, hang on a second. Let me see who's making that all that noise. Just a second. All right, I'll watch the console and see where it comes up. So, the universe is alive. The universe is one being. The universe is the one infinite creator expanded into the multitude of all that is. And we are a point in the universe. And each of us is a point in the universe centered in the universe, our universe. We all expand outwards from our tiny point into all that is. So start out with the Earth coming through our floor and through our feet and feeling the tingle of the Earth moving up through our legs and our calves and our solar plexus and our chest and our neck through our head to the top of our head. So we have now anchored ourselves to the Earth. the energy of the earth moving through us. And we move through the top of our head, up 1 foot above our head, up to the ceiling, up through the ceiling, through the roof, and into the sky. And you are radiating from your body. You're not leaving your body. You're radiating from your body into the sky. And we're moving through the sky, through the clouds, through the veil. We're moving through time. We're moving through space. We're moving through our past lifetimes. And we reach a spot where we all connect. We're all part of each other. We're blending. And we can just think, I love you. And now we come back. Oh, no, we stay there. And we invite our group soul friends to blend with us, to join with us, however that looks to them. We have this huge conglomerate group energy we're creating. And we're going to bring this energy back down, like plugging an extension cord into it and unrolling it through the cosmos, through the veil, through the clouds, through our ceiling, through our top of our head. Feel it as it hits the top of your head. Just this golden energy coming down from source. And it's going to move down through your body, clearing everything as it goes. Sweeping energies, purifying, releasing negativity into it. Down to the neck, to the chest, to the solar plexus. The genitals, the root, your legs, and back to the earth. So you're connected. You're connected to the cosmos through the top of your head, and you're connected to the earth through your feet, and your body is in the middle. Can you feel that? Can you lock that up? Can you see that you are the center of the universe at your physical location? And while you're in this sense of empowerment, I want you to put into this universe flow the things you want for yourself, for the highest good of all concerned. and send this energy through your house. And as you're in this state of expansion, realize the people in your life that you care about that may not share this experience of expansion, and send them, hold them, hold it around them as a loving blanket with no imposition on their free will. Just give them the opportunity to, on the inner levels, feel that energy. And those of you with healing requests, put them into the energy. Let this energy flow through you, around the cells. Realize that each cell is a microcosm. Each atom. And where you're sick, something is blocking the energy. Right now, move into those blocks and release them. You know, with regards to my sister's healing, where they said they projected a filter into her blood and they took her lupus out. And most of you know that story. But there's another part of that story, which I do tell, but not that often. And it had to do with the fact that when my sister was first released from the hospital, she went to a nursing home or a rehabilitation home. And I was not really aware that any healing was taking place. I wasn't, I just knew that she came out of the hospital and she it seemed to be a successful operation, but she was at the nursing home, and I started calling her every day and telling her jokes. And I told her that she had to repeat the jokes to the nurses, which she started to do. And she became really popular. And all the nurses would come around and say, what's the joke for today? And I'd call it the cheer-up committee. And I did it every day for 3 weeks. And then they did that thing with her where they said they projected a filter into her blood and took the lupus out. But the thing that I don't always say is that they said that if I didn't do the cheer-up committee, they wouldn't have been able to do that. So you see how important it is to keep yourself in an uplifted state, because that starts expanding your energies so the higher energies can reach you. And if you're woe is me, then it blocks the energies. My sister, I don't think, ever felt as loved as she did when she was telling all those nurses these really bad jokes. Let's go through our healing list for today. Just a moment. We have Maglena in Bulgaria. Hi, Maglena in Bulgaria. And she wants to heal her relationship with her friends. Look at this. We have all these Bulgarian names. I'm going to screw this up. Yaroslav, Dimitrov, Krasmir, Gravalov, Dedalina, Adesanava. Let's have joy and peace together. Thank you for your request. And Marcia in Panorama City. Healing miracle synchronicities for her breast and body, money to survive and help others, help animals everywhere. Thank you, Marcia. And then we have Leslie in Washington. Healing energy for her sister's health issues, healing her heart condition. Finding job, and sending love light to Carla for her speedy recovery and alleviation of all pain, infinite love and gratitude. Just remember, if you really are serious about someone you love for healing, keep it up. Spend a little meditative time each day, holding the space for them, feeling them on a cellular level. You know, you can't do this with, well, let me never say can't, because I don't know all the rules of the universe, but it certainly is more effective when you want to create a healing to have a vibrational connection with the person, because your vibrational connection with them and your vibrational connection with the higher realms, it's like putting the two together. You become the intermediary for the energies to work. You see, it's not like somebody's doing you a favor. Please heal them. I'll do her a favor. No. You are the healer. You're the middleman. And if you can assume that responsibility, you'll stand more chance of success. And I think we have here Marcia's mother. Hi, Marcia's mother. Rhoda, nice to have you on the line, if you're listening.
needs healing, spiritual awakening, protection, and to sleep deeply and peacefully. And protection for a friend and significant other days. As his heart and arteries have blockages. And then we have here Carla. Healing, love surround her, infinite love, comfort, health, miracles for Carla. Removal of all her pain. I don't think she wrote this. She doesn't like asking for things. And discomfort, restore harmony at all levels to her being. Repair all weaknesses and imbalances forever. And Lorraine in Castle Rock. Thanks to all who added their prayers for my son's recovery from hip surgery. And prayers for all light workers. And then we have Debbie in South Blooming Grove, New York. Please send all of your loving, healing energies to my two girls, Molly and Possum. And Debbie, don't forget, every day, take 10 or 15 minutes, even 5 minutes, go in your quiet, sacred space and send love light to your daughters. Surround them in your love every day, and you will do it. It will work. Jyoti. Sending love to Eric for depression and isolation. And also for Jyoti. Genevieve in Texas, balancing a stressed and irregular heartbeats. Healing for bone infection and emotional peace. Stefan in Canada. Lump on groin, sore right shoulder, tooth cavities. Remember, don't just put it on the sheet and forget it. Take some time every day and go into a sacred space. Listen to one of these meditations, if that helps, and focus on that area as being healed that you're working on. Michael in Amarillo, Texas. Chronic pain management via fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and other autoimmune stuff. Lise in Arizona, sending the light to her mother, Dolores, who's been in ICU, suffering with pneumonia. She lost toes. Please send complete healing for her mind, body, and spirit. Remember, at least, to take the time to hold the space yourself every day, sending her love, sending her healing. And then we have here Gretchen. I have intense pain in my legs, hard to function even to go to work. Scoliosis, sending light to Gretchen in Idaho. Thank you. And Sharon in Ohio. Help with high blood pressure and getting a job. Joe in Redondo Beach. Sending light and love for his life journey and his relationship with Cindy, financial abundance. And being of highest service to his patients. He is a counselor. And Delia in San Antonio, Texas. We send love and blessings for this operation for Kristen Marie Garcia, who will have brain surgery tomorrow at 6 a.m. 19 years old. And Francisco in Milan, Italy. Hello, Francisco. And Francisco is sending the light to Federico Bertola that lives in Lecco, Italy. And and I think she has a potential relationship with him. And we send love and light to the success of that relationship for the highest good. Margaret in Tucson puts Jim, Beth, Peggy, and Kay in the light for physical and financial healing. Kay in Oregon. May things be well for all my family and myself. Paul in Reno. Getting rid of a cold that he's had for a week. We put it in the light. God, we're getting a lot of requests today. Okay. That finishes today. I know if you put it in yesterday, I'm not going to read it because we have other things to do. But keep them coming. On the Sunday call, it's probably best if you put it on Sunday morning, okay? Most chance I'll read it. But realize that you don't need me to read it for it to work. We take a moment. Let's take another moment right now and just silently. We have many emails from people who have put things into the light silently like this and have had amazing results. All right, let's get Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
You're not ready, are you?
No, I'm never ready. It's because it's not me that's doing it, you know. So
no, I don't
get out of the way.
Well, I'm just checking to make sure you're unmuted.
That's about
as ready as you'll get, right?
That's right.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now, and we turn it over to our sources for our message for this Sunday. Thank you.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is the 28th of April, 2013, planet Earth. And we are present, and we greet each and every one of you. And we are so delighted to be available to each and every one of you that wishes to take advantage of the potential for connection. We take a moment and we connect. This is Ra On. We are a combination of entities that are available to you from the Elohim and from the Ra group. And we bring in with us entities from the Ra group to increase the frequency of connection and make a broader base so that individuals can, from their frequency to our frequency, have a bigger range that they may perceive our frequencies. And we are aware of each and everything that you have put in the light, whether it has been read or not. And we are profoundly thankful for your communications as it opens the opportunity for us to bring assistance. We see all of the things that have been put in the light as a panoply of, we look at it as, they aren't exactly bubbles of energy, but they are differences in frequency and energy based upon where the expression is coming from of the illness or the disability. And what we see is the need for light to illuminate and to unstick these areas of stuckness and concern and worry, to bring light in from the outside and to move through these areas, bringing relief, bringing help, bringing connection, as disconnection within the body brings pain, as two areas within the body seek to reunite where they have been disconnected, or where they are disconnecting. Bringing connection brings cessation of pain as the areas become connected and can operate again. We are aware of the difficulty it is to negotiate, operate through areas in the physical, and we laud your journeys and your will and your striving and your desires to become greater than these areas this connection and to bring strength and to bring connection and to bring love into your life and those around you as love is a basis for connection and when individuals are able to receive love and to give love, then they can achieve fulfillment of their long-sought goals, both within the body, within the society, within the family, within their life. And the connection to us in the higher realms, the connection to the higher places within their own souls and within their own hearts, bringing a sense of fulfillment and thus joy and even abundance into your life. We thank you for this opportunity to be with you as it is a secret moment. We love you more than you can imagine. We leave, but we do not leave. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we are here. We are at a place of planetary transition that not only our sources say, but economists say, political analysis say. And we only have to read the newspapers. Even though you can barely trust what's in the newspaper. In fact, you can't trust what's in the newspaper. And if you think you can, you're programming yourself to realities that are being projected on you because very little is actually as it's reported. And so I urge you all to investigate everything that happens, everything, at least it happens that's on a global scale, and do searches and find add words like conspiracy to the search or things like that and see what comes up. And some of it will sound crazy, and some of it will be very intelligent. And look at what's intelligent and see if it resonates. And look and see if there's an agenda, whoever's saying it. In other words, are they... Some people will say things because it gets a lot of attention, gets them a lot of YouTube hits, and they're attached to that. Doesn't mean if they're getting a lot of hits, they have to be attached. But be sensitive. And if they're attached, you might not make it as credible. But if you get the idea they're not attached, and then you get a few people saying the same thing and with that same tone, and they're analyzing different events in different ways, then consider that some of the ways you've looked at things may not be accurate, and that there are agendas on our planet that are not positive, and that there's intent to create disruption. And it's up to you to learn about this yourself, but do your own due diligence so that at least you function with your eyes open. And one thing that our sources tell us is that from the higher levels, they look at our planet as if it is one being. And we all are part of that being. Each of us makes it up. And that the ability of them to move into this realm and help uplift and shift things depends on the predisposition of that one being that we all create. And so one thing is we need to get more people on our line. And how do we do that? We're still learning. One thing, it's interesting. Yesterday I was having dinner with a woman. She's probably on the line tonight. And she wanted to introduce this work to her friends. And I probably got all her friends mad at me and her because it was so catalytic. Just saying my normal story that they started walking out over dinner. It's like that's how strong people hold their reality systems. And it's not to judge them. One thing I'm going to do is I'm going to start sending things out on our list which are just uplifting, like maybe like I sent out a song last week, a YouTube, things like that, with a little note to share this with people, and with a little note, say, go to this website and download Winfrey's book, and, you know, let it be a soft, gentle approach where people feel the positive intent of just getting an uplifted song every so often, and just share that with your friends and people you know. It's kind of a safe way to do it and let people reach back. Let them feel the intent of why we're sharing it. Because why are we sharing it? We're sharing it because right now a lot of people are in a state of fear and panic. And when you do something with a positive intent and a loving intent, it reaches them. Telling them all about this work might have a loving intent to it, but it catalyzes them so they can't hear it. So let them feel like a positive intent from getting a good song or something uplifting, and just let it flow. That way you're not putting yourself on the line of, how can I say it, turning your friends against you because you're weird. So let's move into our group energy. We have a group energy that we've established with ourselves and our sources and the earth. And that group energy is powerful. It hears our intentions. It feels our intentions. It's got a life of its own. But we are, all of us, giving it the life. And we move that energy over to North Korea. We descend on all those decision makers there and ask for balance. Compassion. And we move it over Washington, D.C. and descend on all the decision-making apparatus in Washington, from the Supreme Court, Congress, to the President and the Senate. And we descend surrounding every one of those people, asking for compassion, care, and the experience of the law of one. As John Lennon said in the song that Heise played, imagine there's no countries. It's easy if you try. It doesn't mean you need to take away countries, even though he says that. You need to take away the identification of nationalism and that the care for mankind transcends national boundaries. And that a life in another country is just as important as a life in this country. We ask for compassion. We move to Los Angeles, and Terry and I have both lived in Los Angeles. We both have energy streams there, and many of you are in L.A., are in the surrounding communities. And we just see a protective energy surrounding the city of Los Angeles. We see life going on as normal. We see earthquakes being balanced in small releases. See downtown Los Angeles with all the buildings with a protective shield around it. In Hollywood and Beverly Hills and Santa Monica. Redondo Beach, Malibu. A pink glow surrounding the city. See the people in the media industries there reaching to put positive output, uplifting output, and truth, truthful reporting. And we go beneath the surface of L.A. into where the tectonic plates are that create earthquakes, and we just see any release of energy being small, many small releases. And let's go to South America, the tip of South America, and move our energy up around the Ring of Fire, the land masses surrounding the Pacific Ocean. Which is the most volatile earthquake zone on our planet. When we start it, we can see the map of South America. We can see the tip. Chile. I just pulled up the map for the first time. We go up through Chile. God, Chile is like half of the coastline in South America. And it goes to Peru and Ecuador and Colombia. And then up through Central America, the West Coast. We're penetrating our energies through the ground, underground, reaching those areas where there are tectonic plates, potential earthquake creators. We have Panama and Costa Rica. Nicaragua. Guatemala. El Salvador. Honduras. And we move to Mexico. We move up the western coastline of Mexico, probably going through Acapulco and some of the Mexican resort communities into Baja California, up the coast of Baja, through Tijuana, and into California, Chula Vista, Ocean City. San Diego, and up the coastline from San Diego to Oceanside. San Clemente in Orange County. Laguna Hills. Up through Long Beach. Again, Los Angeles. And all the surroundings of Los Angeles. Again, a protective light around the entire city. Up through Malibu. Up the coastline, Santa Barbara, Paso Robles, up to South San Francisco, Palo Alto, Santa Cruz, San Francisco, Berkeley, Oakland, up the coast to Sausalito, Mill Valley, San Anselmo, Concord, continuing up. Mendocino, and into Oregon, and up through Oregon to Portland, Mount Hood, into Washington, Washington State, Seattle, Mount Rainier, into Canada, Vancouver, up the western coast of Canada, across to southern coast of Alaska, down the eastern coast of Russia. Down the coast of Russia to China. Japan. Of course, we'll go to Fukushima and ask for any radiation to be reduced, reduced, the half-life changed, anything that can happen on a molecular level to protect us from the radiation. We have North and South Korea. Now that I'm looking at the map, it's interesting. You know, North and South Korea just are across from Japan and connect to China. And going down the coast of China, we get to Vietnam. And Malaysia, and Indonesia, and the Philippines. And finally, to Australia and New Zealand. And Hawaii, and Guam. Let's ask for protection for Guam in particular. One of the areas I believe that's a target for the North Korean threats. So let's see Guam protected. We pull back and look at the Pacific Ocean, and we just see a huge beam of light coming down on the edges surrounding all of those coastlines. We moved to the middle of the United States, the New Madrid Fault, St. Louis, Tennessee, I think Illinois. We see that whole area from the Great Lakes down to the Gulf of Mexico protected. And just send huge love light beams into that area. Then we go to the East Coast, and we have the Mid-Atlantic Fault off of the East Coast of the United States. And let's just handle the whole rest of the world. We surround the world with our energy and our love. We have huge energies available to us. And we see our planet being held in a loving space during this period of great shift. And while we're surrounding the planet, let's ask for those areas where there is drought and ask for rain, for food. And let's ask for harmlessness in terms of chemtrails, HAARP, any artificial applications of technology that are not harmful for humans. And let's just travel around some of the governments of the world in England and ask for compassion. Canada, Moscow. Beijing, the capital of China? We'll try it. Let's surround our planet and reach down for all those people that are reaching up, all those people who are looking for God, looking for connection, those wanderers that came in here with high intentions and have forgotten why they're here. And for the economic situation, so that whatever has to shift to balance the economies, the currencies, can be shifted in a way that's least disruptive to the common man. Finally, let's send our love light energy to Carla Ruckert, Kentucky, who has been our blessed participant so often on these calls. And let's see a healing light around her body. Let's end this call with Change My Heart, which is a musical piece by Gary Grant, who is one of our participants here. I don't know if he's on today, but he plays trumpet on this. And we'll come say goodbye after this is over.